Everybody, this is Dr. Chewy. Welcome to another session of the Cosmic Codes. And I'm amazed. Again, it's Wednesday. Time flies so fast. And this is why it's so important every single day that goes by to keep a very positive attitude, regardless of what the universal codes or people or your pet or anything doing to you. And as far as I'm concerned, I could tell you the my supernova windows, or what you call Mercury retrograde, is definitely messing up with me. I have a very expensive sound system. And of course, the entire sound system is operational upon one single piece of electronic equipment, okay, which is one of these very, very expensive remotes who does all the work for you. Anyway, took me about 2 weeks to find out. No, he died on me. It took me about 2 weeks to find out that it was the wrong one. And then first we stopped because I thought it was the battery. They told me maybe the battery, so I have to wait and get a new battery. And those things go $40 a piece. Anyway, so let's cut the story short. Finally, I have the new software right here. Then I find out that in order to get this thing going, you've got to have somebody who knows what the hell is doing with this technology, which I'm not a master. I have two webmasters and a bunch of friends that are genius with high-tech, and these are the ones that are going to help me to fix my first problem with Mercury retrograde. And I was saying, you know, only a couple of days ago, I was saying to Terania, you know what, each time this Mercury is retrograde, because I have such a strong Mercury myself in my chart, in my UCI, I'm gonna suffer it. There's no way around it, regardless how positive I am. Okay, there's no way around it. Last time, let me recall, that's 4 or 5. A few years ago, on a Mercury retrograde, 2 or 3 years ago, this guy backed up right into my Corvette at the post office. Somebody luckily for me got the plate number of this guy. Okay, the second one, I was downtown, and this lady backed into the front of my Corvette and messed up the entire hood. Again, another person, a lady driving a big SUV. What do you expect? I think all this happened. So that's pretty forgiving. And then this guy forgot there was a red light in Phoenix, and it nearly cut me and my Corvette in two. Make me doing a few swings in the middle of the traffic lights, but I escaped and endured. And $4,000 or $5,000 worth of damage in my car. The last one, a couple of things went wrong on my track. And again, just a couple of days ago, driving back, here you go, the stick shift of my hammer and the AC decided just to give up on me. So I'm telling you, if you have a strong Mercury, which means you're a good writer, you're a good talker, you're a master in communication, you work on radio, television, and you're an announcer, or you are on the field of transportation, communication, or the post office, guess what? You are going to get done by Mercury retrograde. In my book says for you, when it starts and when it finishes. Mercury goes retrograde 3 times a year for about a month in my work. And it always starts before and after traditional astrology, because I have a different system and I also have good observation talent to see when Mercury starts to heat up everybody. Affairs of the past are coming back, and I've got a friend that I didn't talk for 4 or 5 years that suddenly emailed me. So this is just the beginning, people. Now remember, Mercury retrograde also affects the weather. So be ready for some nasty news with the weather. And where it is going to become really, really interesting is on May the 8th, my other deadly window, the Plutonic deadly window, is coming up. And I already know, I already feel it. This is going to be a bad one. This is going to be a bad one. But let me tell you something. I was checking, like always, I was checking the news this morning. Okay? And I read that I think two or three cops find out that a little girl had some health problem, and she was driving a Porsche. The Porsche was belonged to her father. Of course, she didn't have the permission to take the car. And whatever it is, she killed herself, driving that thing over 100 miles per hour and being under drugs. And would it be legal or illegal? A poor little kid was suffering the tail of the dragon that is touching all the children. So she dies, and the cop took a few pictures, and they signed it to some friends of theirs. And not knowing the Plutonic window, which in my book clearly mentioned that anything you do or say will follow you for the rest of your life and have a very serious consequences. Now, the most ugly, gory pics of this crash, okay, are all over the internet. And you got some stupid moron, the ugly hyena, the jealous, the stupid, the dangerous, low element of a society that are emailing the parents, says, "Oh, mom, dad, I'm not dead." And they're playing with the emotions. And could you imagine 1 second how low the human spirit has to become to do something like this and to make a joke, to make a joke out of such a dramatic, dramatic experience that the parents are, as I'm speaking to you, undergoing. This is insane. Now, there is all the news. There is also bad cops. Yes, bad cops. Okay, a Tennessee man said he was ordered to pull his car over and to surrender his jewelry. Okay, we are talking about nearly $9,000 in cash with the jewelry. Okay, he had all this to buy a new car, but Mr. Daniel could not call the cops to report the incident on his 911 telephone. You know why? Because the men who stopped him were cops. Oh my gosh! Are we getting close or what to my deadly window? To my deadly Plutonic window, where I clearly mention that the police will make the news. And again, it's not every day that four cops get shot. It's not every day that two police officers stop the guy and get his money. Okay? Whoa, wait a minute here. And you have all the moron, all the imbeciles, all the people that have no freaking brain, sorry my French, that will challenge my wisdom as I'm putting this on the internet, in my newsletters, and so forth. Okay? And the same situation, as I've explained in so many times in my newsletters, okay, that traditionally educated psychologists and psychiatrists that works for NASA, or the law enforcement for that matter, they have no freaking clue, again, sorry my French, and they hire negative Plutonic people, like Lisa Nowak, who wanted to kill a lover, typical Plutonic, or those bad cops, those two bad cops. But hey, people, there is millions of them out there, millions of them that enjoy the in laugh at you. They enjoy ticking you. They just will find any single possible reason to make your life or your day miserable, and they have no forgiveness. It's okay to do their job, don't get me wrong, because some people really, really need to be, put a line here. And 99% of those psychos are going to be criminal anyway. So I'm not talking about a majority of our brave police officers risking their lives every day, okay? I'm talking about the crowd that is very real, that numbers by the millions in all over the world, okay? That people call, they won't do nothing, they stay away, they turn their back away, they will not answer the call or whatever. You call that bad cops. And these are the ones, again, that cost us billions of dollars. So when I was dealing with that police chief the other day and explaining all this to these people, and when you see no reaction, he drives me totally insane that those morons end up as police chiefs, totally responsible for a bunch of cops that have absolutely no power to find any different way, any new ways to save their butts. And here I am, going totally insane, doing all that I can, proving constantly that I know what I'm talking about. And I got another one that came through CNN today. Well, cops are caught running lights nonstop. So the law is good for us, not good for them. Hey, we are law-abiding citizens, they have to obey the law too. Okay? Well, there is some circumstances that it's okay for a cop to red light. But how many innocent people are dead because of the cops or those bad plutonic souls that have absolutely no business to be engaged, to operate, and have a career as a law enforcement officer? This is totally insane. Now, there's thousands of people listening to this show, and I can only suggest you to go to my website, drturi.com, okay? And then when you're there, scroll down till you see that little box with the two dragon, and click on the free dragon newsletter and read the collection of what a plutonic window so far has done to us. And it's not even there. This window is for the 8th. We are the 6th. That tells you how bad this window is going to be. So I'm already starting to collect, as we have an early window, nasty early window, I'm starting to collect the proof of all my claims so that you can yourself apply your will and don't become a victim. Now understand that Pluto means drama, life and death, okay? Pluto rules also anything to do with plutonium or nuclear exchanges. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, oh my gosh, talking about nuclear possibilities in Pakistan and Al-Qaeda and what's going on over there and these people getting closer and closer to those nuclear stations. Oh my gosh, this is so serious. When there is a plutonic window in action, if you watch the news, it is not something you want to hear because we could face serious, serious consequences in the process. This is where the government should act. This is where the cops have to be aware. It is not going to be a normal days at work for them. But the police academy did not teach them or educate them that there is plutonic characters and there is plutonic timing that are going to take, and mark my words, the lives of so many officers in the next few days. Be ready for dramatic news, not involving just the police, but also finances, secrets, famous people that are going to die. Because they are famous, you're going to know they're going to die. Because Pluto, or the Lord of Hades, the Lord of the Underworld, will indeed take those people under. And because they're famous, we get to find out. So I'm going to keep track as always, okay? I'm going to keep track as always of what this upcoming plutonic window is all about. Now, there's another plutonic person that many people have heard of course, is Donald Trump. In my next newsletter, I will write why and what made him a billionaire. So if you're not a VIP, you may want to tab on this wisdom and maybe from there find out where your honor dragon is and do what Donald Trump did, okay? So use common sense. Even though that sometimes I feel like, you know, having the golden keys, what it means to be human, the right map to take you to the gold mine or giving you all the real lottery numbers. Sometimes I feel like I'm giving pearls to swine because of people, religious conviction, their stupidity, their fear of the ridicule. God knows what. What a world. What a world I landed on. What have I done to myself reincarnate on such a world which is so immature, so blind, so insecure. I just don't know. I just don't know sometimes. Right now the moon is in Libra, so anything to do with balance, harmony, astropsychology is what I'm practicing on you right now, what I'm going to be practicing on some of the colors out there. This energy will allow you to understand a little bit more than the laws that your parents or your country of birth wants you to believe. And much of the laws you are forced to digest are either political, either educational, and of course religious. Well, there is such a thing of cosmic consciousness and the cosmic codes, which involve a very, very unique type of laws that our own police officers do not respect. And as much as they are taking a serious chance with your life by burning a red light, okay, they are also taking a very serious chance by going to work when under a plutonic deadly window and not knowing about it. So I hope that many, many cops listening to the show are going to be going to my website. They are going to find this area where I give those dates for the entire year. And most of all, join this movement, SOS Police Lights. That's a movement that have launched, and I've got a bunch of cops already. Some of them have had the courage to write to me, and with their permission, everything is posted on the website. So if you're a cop or involved in the law enforcement, or even if you're an actual smart soul, just go there, investigate it, retrieve those dates, and pass them on to people, and let them do their homework. All right. Now, what we're going to do, I'm starting to have some people right here. I'm going to take some of your calls, and I think I'm going to go to New York here, and I'm going to talk to Natalia. Natalia, are you here, baby?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Dr.
Chris. Okay. Now, Natalia, what question do you have for me, honey? Or do you want me just to go and investigate your UCI? What do you want me to do?
Yes, after psychology.
Say it again.
UCI.
You want me to do your UCI, okay. All right, now, first of all, you know that you're an Aquarius, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Okay, and you also were born with in the constellation of Capricorn because you were born in January. Okay, now
okay.
Capricorn is a very, very tough energy. You were born in the winter again, and in the winter people don't go out, birds don't sing, nature is sleeping, and it's hot, it's cold, it's wet, snowy, windy. Do I make sense? That's when you were born. You were born when nature was asleep. You were not born in the middle of August when you had lights and love and life everywhere. And this always denunciates a life that Natalia will have to work hard to get places in life. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, where are you from?
From New York.
Okay.
But born in Ukraine, in Kyiv.
Yeah, I can hear your accent, honey. That's why I'm done. And in Ukraine is a very cold place, correct?
Not very. And the winter cold, but not in the summer.
Not in the summer. Pretty much like many parts of Europe. But it's still a cold place, I believe. And, of course, Ukraine is an area where there is a lot of things going on involving girls being literally stolen and turned into a sex slave. You understand that, yes? I'm sure you keep an eye on what's going on there. So in your case, honey, I can see that you have made the right decision to relocate yourself from Ukraine and move to the United States. Okay? You're very competitive. You're very smart. You have great aptitude for communication. And in this lifetime, you will succeed. You will succeed. You have an aptitude in psychology, in metaphysics, and the medical field. And if you discipline yourself, I see you also as a good writer or a good photographer. So now tell me, what is it you do?
I want to be an actor.
A what?
I want to be an actress. Now I'm working on it.
Okay, good. Well, looks like if you're on the right track, isn't it? But you have to be careful because your chart demands you to work for yourself. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you start to work for a large corporation or for the government, you've got the government is not going to be too much of your friend, so to speak. So as soon as you can, as soon as you got all that you need in life, you got to run your show. You have to become your own boss. Do I make sense?
Yes.
You also have to stay away from anything that is either, and I've got to be honest with you, okay, because I cannot spare you. You have to stay away from anything that is drugs, alcohol, pot, and religion, because there is an energy in your chart that shows that. Do that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, understand again, a God never came down and wrote no books. He made the stars. And as an Aquarius, sun sign in Aquarius, you're supposed to aim into the stars and find your freedom and avoid feeding evil or Satan because of your fears or ignorance. This is the only way the negative force will feed on you. If you feed evil with nasty feelings of fear and negativity. So when you've been taught since you're a child, you're going to go to hell if you don't believe in Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or God knows what junk man has created, it is bad. Do that make sense?
Yes, of course.
So be above all your fears and realize your great opportunity in this lifetime. Now, I can tell you that, are you in a relationship or not right now?
Just right now, start a new relationship. And my man was born in May, 25th of May, 1967.
Okay. Well, it's very normal for those born in January to attract people born in September or born in May, because it's on the fifth house. If you count five from January, including January, February, March, April, May, there goes your boyfriend. That is the seat of attraction between human being. But again, these charts denunciate in around July that you either are going to marry that person or you will have to cut it off. Am I direct enough to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So just be prepared, okay? Just be prepared. And remember, people come into your life, it's like a movie, you know? And when the part is over, the movie is over, the person is gone. So you have to be strong if the person has used or abused you, okay? And you have to learn. Men are here to teach you girls to be strong and to stand for yourself, while you girls are here to teach us to be more sensitive and more respectful to women. Do you understand that?
Yes, of course.
So if he gets too strong, too domineering, too abusive, too controlling, you are not in a right area. And you're the only one to know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yes, okay. And one question, I want to be an actress and everything will go in a nice way in this sphere.
Do you want to be a what, an esthetician?
An actress. I want to play in movie.
Oh, anything to do with the arts? You cannot fail. You just have to be careful once you get there of drugs, alcohol, and anything else, you're totally safe. You got a beautiful chart. And don't eat when you're upset, because to save your stomach, okay? Because I see a bit of a problem. Say what?
No,
did you say?
No, I said okay.
Okay, good. Okay, so because you were born in January, the universe is going to give you maybe a tough life where you have to work harder than a lot of people, but you're definitely going to come to the top of the mountain, and you're going to end up in the summer, in the middle of the light, with the success and everything else that you want. But it's very important for you not to nurture fear, guilt, the past, or insecurity. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And drive slow. For some reason, I see you driving fast. So if you don't want to break your legs or your hands or your arms, drive slow. You have a chart which is very fast. You hear me?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. And when you have a chance, go to my website and download the book 2008 Moon Power and learn the section, The Universal Laws of the Moon. Being born in January, you have a fish tail, and the fish tail denunciates that you have to understand and use the moon fluctuation at your advantage. And do that. The book is free. You can download it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Very
good luck to you. Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
And that is the beauty of having a young girl willing to investigate the cosmic codes and, you know, benefit from the information that I'm giving her. But as a rule, those born with a strong Capricorn always succeed in life. Why don't we go to New Jersey and let's talk to Sam. Sam, are you here?
Hi, Dr. Turi. How are you?
Hello, Sam.
Well, my name is Mike. Actually, this is for my friend, Sam.
Okay.
He was born on 22nd of January, 1969.
Okay. And then January. Well, you heard me earlier.
Yes, I was just listening to what you were saying to Natasha.
Good. Now, Capricorn is a sign that rules England and India. Okay? Where are you from? You have an accent. Tell me.
India.
Okay.
And
all
my
right.
friend is also from India.
I understand, honey. But this is a very interesting sign. Capricorn rules politics, structure. Capricorn rules the snobs, the queen hierarchy, the very wealthy people, the power, the secret society. And this is why a little tiny island like England, once upon a time, was running the world. The British talent is their ability as Capricorn to structure and to build up politics. If it wasn't for the British, there would be no regulation, no structure, and no politics. So that's the genius of the British, including, of course, the phenomenal musical abilities. Best music is always coming from England. I know I spent 15 years out there. Now, as far as your son is concerned, I have to be honest with you. What is his name?
Sam, S-A-M.
Sam. Sam is prone, very, very much prone, to fall into delusion. When I mean delusion, into drugs, drinking, or if not, religion. Do I make sense or not?
Yes.
He has a very artistic, spiritual nature, and sometimes he lacks practical values. He's a very, very good-hearted, very good-hearted kid. As a matter of fact, he is too good. And not very lucky with relationships because he's too good. He always thinks of other people. He always do things for other people. Do you agree with me or not?
Yes, I do agree with you.
And then when things don't work, he gets depressed. And then he seeks peace in church or whatever religion he was brought up, or worse, drugs or drinking. And if I have a choice, I hope it is religion, not drinking, even though that both of them are really bad for him.
But
again,
he does the both basically. He goes into the religion and then he drinks. Sometimes he drinks also.
I know, honey. I see it. But it's part of his UCI for him to be made that way. So he's got a dragon set in Aries, and like me, I was born with the head of the dragon in Aries. So your son is born a leader, but he doesn't know. He's looking for himself. And the best help is going to come in from his mom. Okay?
Okay.
So, your son has artistical talent. He has...
Hello?
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. We'll get them right back. We had a little bit of a drop here, and that might happen throughout the day, but stick with us. We'll get them right back, okay?
Hello?
Okay. I guess
Hello?
Mercury Red... Hello, are you here?
Yeah, actually, I was not able to hear anything. You said that he's born like a leader, but again, the help comes from his mother.
I apologize for that, folks. I do apologize. We're not sure what happened here, but we're good to go.
Well, thank you. Well, let me tell you what happened here. If you guys heard me at the beginning of the show, I said that Mercury is retrograde. the planet of communication, transportation, that messed up my truck and my remote control and God knows what's next, is there. And Mercury rules the radio world. So it's going to bring about some blackout, bad weather, and mess up communications. And it's starting to tell you there is no accident. You really have to listen. When I said something about Mercury or anything on that show, you may not necessarily grasp it the first time or the right way. Okay? But, okay, let's go back to your son. Your son was born to be a leader. The point is that Sam does not know who he is and is confused. He's trying to find himself through religion. He's trying to find himself through science. And there is absolutely no way that science or religion will give him an identity. As a matter of fact, science will give him Prozac if he gets too depressed. And he's going to lose his identity and end up schizophrenic. And religion will do exactly the same thing, or maybe, make him so passionate that he would do the wrong thing. And this is why you have, I'm not saying that Sam has the child of a criminal or the child of a terrorist, but a lot of kids in Muslims' country are poisoned as soon as they arrive in the world. The next thing you know, they all want to die for Allah and they all want to destroy everybody else who does not sign up for their religion. And that's where you got to be very careful. I personally, and mentioned it many, many times in my newsletters, that religion is the cancer of humankind. And slowly but surely, this age of deception and illusion is being removed. So we're going through this right now. Now, my question to you was, before we go cut off, that your son could be anything from a police officer to a psychologist to an attorney to a writer or working in construction. What does he do?
He works in the museum, actually. He's a security guard.
Okay. So you can see he's on the cusp. Your son is on the cusp. And he's half a Capricorn and half Aquarius. So when I said he could be a cop, I was right, wasn't I?
Yes.
You see? That's the beauty of knowing astral psychology. Your son decided to work in the security service. So more than anybody, your son's going to feel that Plutonic window. Are you aware of those dates yet?
No, not yet.
Well, you better be aware of that, because this is where you could lose your son. If your son thinks he's going to go to work and it's going to be another day at work, and it ain't going to be another day at work when there is a Plutonic window in action. So maybe you should go to my website and scroll down to that little box where you're going to see the two black dragon and click on newsletters and read and find the link. Or go to my website and click on monthly forecast and read all the dates that I give for everybody that is involved in the police force or involved in the law enforcement or in the security service like your son is. All right, so now how do we fix Sam? Sam, has he been married before?
No, he's never married, and he's looking for the life partner, but he's not able to find someone.
Right, he's got the tail of the dragon in the marriage area, in the sign of Libra that rules marriage. And for that, he would have to respect some very serious rules. The rules that he respects, he can go to church forever and ask God to sign him a partner. That's not going to work, because God doesn't talk the same language. God gives signs, and he does not know the signs. Do I make sense again?
Yeah.
So, being a Pisces, he has to watch the moon. He has to operate in relationship to the waning and waxing side of the moon. Your son has Venus in Pisces, which means he may also be naturally geared to find somebody who sign up for the same religion that he is. Okay? And
okay.
That could be karmically very positive or very negative depending on his partners and the choice of his partners. My gosh, there is so much that your son needs to know in order to begin to have a normal life and eventually find a partner. Again, God never came down, wrote no books. All religions were created by men. God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs so that you and Sam can lead and live a safer, productive life. If you don't speak the language of God, God is not going to hear you. You have to understand His sign. You have to respect His will from the cosmos. Only then will you, Sam, or anybody else for that matter, be able to free themselves and be happy ever after, like I did when I came in this country. I had nothing, nobody, no money, no social security, no car, no house, no friends, no green card, homeless. That was me. Look at me today. I have the most beautiful cars, big house. I found love. Tirania is the most wonderful girl in the world. Name it. Is that because I do the stars and I'm evil? Or because I can understand, read, speak, and hear God's work? And if you are in a position where you're sad, depressed, you don't make no money, you're not happy in your job, you don't find love, hey, wait a minute. There is a blockage. It's like all disease. All disease comes from a blockage. And the blockage is fears, ignorance. Ignorance is evil. Knowledge is power. So what I can only suggest you to do, Sam, okay, is to invest in me. Let me do a full life reading for your son. Let me send him a tape, 90-minute tape, 30-page of printed material. Let me talk to him. Let me explain to him who he is, how God sees him, where God wants him to go outside of religion. Let me talk about his money, his mind, his home, his love area, his children, his health, his work, his marriage, his past lives, his studies, traveling, his career, his wish, his friend, his subconscious drive, his dragon, name it. Your son has absolutely no idea. Your son belongs to the 99.9 people walking this earth with no cosmic consciousness, peon of the stars, robot of the stars, paying the price of ignorance every single day that God creates. You follow me?
Yep.
You need to listen to your intuition, and if your son means that much to you, before he goes and spends a lot of money in getting his head fixed with a psychologist that's going to screw him with medication, let me take care of him. Trust me to take care of him, and let me turn your son around, because that's what I do. But people don't know me. You got that, honey?
Yep. I have a just quick question. He's not happy with the job. Do you see any change in this year or next year?
Well, the tail of the dragon and the head of the dragon are moving on your son as of August or July 2010. Then the dragon is going to be affecting him for 2 years. If he's not happy in a job and he doesn't make any money on the job, it's because he's doing the wrong job. So I have to look at his chart and lead him, guide him where it belongs. And then he will be respecting the universal code. He will be respecting God's divine order. And there is absolutely no way that he's going to mess up if he's God's friend. Do I make sense?
Yep.
That's all there is. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. Take care of your son. All your full life reading, and let me take care of you. Go to drturi.com, click on order a full life reading. Let me take care of Sam. All
okay,
right, sweetheart.
Great.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You are. I'm telling you, people, it's a total disaster. It's completely and entirely against the laws of the divine to do things because you've been taught that's what you should do without consulting the face and the tools of God and how you interact with the scheme of things. All right, let's go to Mississippi. Let's talk to Kalen. Kalen, are you here, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Now, where are you in Mississippi? What city are you in?
Hazelhurst.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. You've got a very powerful UCI. Do you have magnetic eyes? Do people say you have expressive eyes, beautiful eyes?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you bet. Very, very powerful child. You have a stellium in Scorpio. whoa, that's a witch. It's a good witch. Okay. You know, in Europe and France especially, when you call somebody a witch, it's a compliment, because it shows where you've been in many, many of your past lives. Do you want to know what your past life, where you were?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, your very, very last life, you were a nun. That's why you don't go out. That's why you don't want to talk to nobody. And that's why this world is dirty and everybody is dirty. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's one side of yourself. Before that, you were involved with metaphysics, witchcraft, and the Indians. And that's why you have this desire to educate yourself, to learn and to travel physically and spiritually. Do I make sense?
Yes, sir.
You're an investigator, honey. You have an incredible investigative power. But I see some problem. Is it your mom? Your dad? I see some problem in your upbringing.
Not really.
everything is okay with your upbringing?
Yes, sir. Everything's fine.
It's okay. But sometimes your subconscious doesn't want you to remember or to know. And because you're a very private person, you don't have to tell me anything, okay?
Yes.
Got that? Yeah, got me now. Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Yeah, you're very direct. You're very, very private, very direct, but extraordinarily emotional. You're also a really, really phenomenal either healer or artist. What do you do?
Actually, I just got out of school for massage therapy.
Okay. Well, trust me, honey. Massage is an art. And, you know, Scorpio is your lesson. Scorpio is what you have to learn in this lifetime. And that means not stinging yourself with the past, with the guilt, with criticism, with negativity, with your fears. Remember, in your past life, you were a nun. And all you did is to heal people, is to clean people. You're mesmerized by health, but you also have a fear of disease, fear of death. Do that make sense?
Yes, sir, definitely.
As much as you are attracted to these things, you have also that fear. So don't sting yourself. Do not use or misuse your witchcraft residue against you. The stinging scorpion is your fears. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get a disease. Oh my gosh, I'm guilty because I ate that today. Now I have to run.
Oh, I did that today. I ate a chocolate cake. I was like, oh my God.
I know, sweetheart. And I can read you like an open book, trust me. That's the beauty of astropsychology. So stop stinging yourself, okay? And if you miss your vitamin or your supplement, okay, you're not going to die. Okay. So, this is a very, very powerful chart. Now, Scorpio is your lesson, but you face the world on the other side of the zodiac. Now, if you were born in November, what is the opposite of Scorpio? Do you know?
No, sir, I'm not sure.
Taurus.
I did know that. Yeah. I remember.
Well, you know it. That's why you attract Tauruses, do you? Okay. And Taurus rules massage. And wealth, and the bank, Maryland's corporation, used the bull as a symbol. And it shows that you're going to face the world as a very wealthy person or attract a very wealthy guy that has everything for you. And
that's
it shows
nice.
Also, and also showing your power through your hands. Now, do you do any music, singing? It's a question. Photographing?
Oh, no, sir. I cannot sing. I'm not musically inclined.
You're not musically inclined, okay.
No, sir.
So, okay, that's okay. Well, that's what you say, okay? Because your dragon set is in Pisces. And Pisces was the art in involving music, acting, and dancing, but it's on your dragon's head. So when, remember, your last life, you were a nun. So the only thing you were listening is the birds singing and enjoying the plants and the green. Do that make sense? You never done anything involving the art. And that's why you're logical, you're practical, that's why you're critical, and everybody's dirty and messy and not good enough. Does that make sense again?
Yes, sir.
So, don't tell me you don't have any artistical talent when you are loaded with them, but you don't know. You don't know. You'd be amazed if you started to take some pictures with a camera or end on a little brooch brush and start to paint. You'd be amazed. All right, now, let me tell you the famous people who have the same dragon than you. You heard of Edgar Cayce, the healer?
Yeah.
You heard of Nostradamus?
Definitely.
Definitely. You heard of Madame Blavatsky? Well, these people are the top healers, top prophets in the world. You have the same dragon. Now, your happiness is in an exotic place or close to the water. Do you live in the mountain or do you live by the ocean?
I'm closer to the ocean.
Good. Okay. You regenerate through your feet. Let's talk about your feet. Do you have flat feet, curved feet, high arch feet? Tell me.
It's about a medium arch.
Medium arch? Okay. All right. So your dragon said is positive. Now, again, don't eat when you're upset to save headaches, and don't eat when you're upset to save your intestines. Okay? You got lazy digestive tract. You don't eat, let me put it this way. God made cows with a bunch of flat teeth and three stomach to eat grass all day long. And God made tigers with fangs and claws to eat steak all day long. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a cow, and you're not a tiger, right? You're in between. So if you're cold, and I see you being cold sometimes, it's because you don't have enough protein. And you could stuff yourself with as much supplements and vitamin as you can, and going to do the job. Well, that's your decision when you pass your fears of getting old and getting ugly, or your fear of disease, I don't know what it is. You need to control your imagination, then you'll understand the importance of having everything in balance, because you're very, very dedicated to everything. Now, stay away from the wrong people. You attract wrong groups and wrong friends.
Those that's what my uncle says.
Yeah, so stay away from those who smoke, who drink, who do pot and all that stuff, and stay clear from religion. You've been destroyed as a witch many, many times by the Christians. They are your enemy number one, and you find refuge sometime in them. Because you like your privacy, and I understand that. Now, right now, I could see some restructure in your career. So you told me you just graduate as a masseuse, but mm-hmm. your Scorpio will not allow you to be a masseuse for the rest of your life. Be aware of that. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You've got much more potential. You've got to do something for children. You've got to do something. You've got to build your stage. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to find fulfillment and financial security in this lifetime. Either you're going to marry a rich person or build it up yourself. It doesn't matter. I see you doing good in all the way. How old are you?
21.
Oh, gosh, you just started in life. You got plenty of time. So, as I said, okay, the energy right now is forcing you to restructure your career and your home area. Did you move yet? Are you planning to move?
I've been thinking about it, but I haven't really made any, actual decisions yet.
Okay, if you ever move, you have to do your astral cartography, okay? And if you ever want me to work with you and do a full life reading, remind me that you are from the show, a young girl, so obviously you're not very rich, and I will knock out $100 out of your reading, but you have to remind me, okay?
Awesome, I will.
But also, let me finish by telling you that... probably July, you are going to travel very fast and very far, physically and spiritually. In other words, you go more study that belongs to you, where your power of healing, your power of investigation, metaphysics, it will be coming to the fore. So be ready for some serious study ahead of you and a lot of traveling, okay?
All right.
Good luck to you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Good. Bye-bye, Colin.
Bye.
Well, again, this is a 21-year-old little girl here that is an incredible, powerful UCI, and she is curious enough to investigate and take a chance on me. Of course, I nailed her because that's what I do. And that is a good thing because now Kaylin will trust me to if I was able to read her, and being so much of a powerful Scorpio, she can detect true power more than anybody else. And then she decided to invest in me, and that girl is on her way to go a long way. All right, well, why don't we go to Louisiana, and let's talk to Debbie. Debbie, are you here?
Yes, Dr. Turi, I'm here. How are you?
Debbie?
Yes.
Louisiana, are you here, Debbie?
Hello, can you hear me, Dr. Turi?
I can hear you finally, Debbie. This Mercury retrograde is nasty.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Well, just going crazy, you know, going crazy with so many things to do, so many
people. Okay, Richard and I are coming to your class again this year in Sedona. Do you remember me?
Yes, Debbie, do I remember you? Yes, honey, I do.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm having a real challenge with my dragon tail right now. I was wondering if you could give me some insight. I am going through the depths of hell and back.
Well, honey, you are a Leo, and you were born with the tail of the dragon in Leo. On top of that, you have Mars, and you've got Pluto in there. What do you expect? Yeah, I know. It is a very, very tough situation. And, you know, the only thing I can tell you is to make you aware that you know much better than a lot of people. And in the process, you should be able to apply your will. And you know that this nasty dragon is going to relieve you pretty much around your birthday. So I can only tell you that you already hit the bottom, even though that you're still going through hell. I mean, you already hit the bottom. Remember what I said 2 years ago, to be ready for a full restructure of the United States financial area, and then we end up with the full restructure of the economy. And I told everybody the beginning of the end will be August 2009. And already, we see the economy slowly but surely stabilizing and growing up. So this is basically where you're at. You are directly connected with the dragon much more than anybody else. So you're turning a page. You know, forget about just suffering, honey. You are turning a very significant part of your life here, of your page. Now, if you were not suffering, chances are there is a lot of things that you would not know. So now you understand more than anybody what it means to have the dragon's tail on your face. Correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay? Now, you could still tap on the head of the dragon into the world of Aquarius and find your peace, your growth, a form of stability or regeneration through the world of Aquarius like you're doing with me right now. Okay? But I can tell you, this tail of the dragon has been horrible. I mean, devastating. When you have a father, and many of them so far, get a gun and start to kill everybody and swallow a bullet. That tells you where you are. And then you didn't hit that bottom. Luckily for us, you're still with us, Debbie. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Now, that tale of the dragon in Leo, if you keep letting evil, fears, insecurity, drama, guilt, whatever get the best of you, that's going to go to your heart. Because Leo was the heart, you know that.
Yes.
Okay. So, regardless of what happened to you, very often, it's a good thing. So it's a blessing in disguise. I remember myself, you know, I wanted to possess something or be with somebody or God knows what. And I would have literally kill anything, do anything to get to my goal, to get to that person or that situation or whatever it is. And all the way to the end, I did not know that the dragon's head was saving my butt because that person, that situation, or that job was not for me. And the more I tried, the less success I had, to the point where I realized, well, no point in, you know, being a Don Quixote here anymore. Okay, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go around the wall instead of trying to go through the wall. Do I make sense?
Yes.
On top of that, you have your moon in Cancer right in your 12th house in your subconscious. That makes you very, very sensitive and very concerned. So you've got to apply whatever will you were born with, and you got to start to look at the other side. Unplug yourself from the evil energy that consumes you. Now, what is the main problem? Is it the kids? Is it the work? Is it your health? What is it that drags you down the most, Debbie?
Right now, it's a whole bunch of things. Right now, it's relationship and I guess I'm having real challenge with teachers right now.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
A lot of power struggle happening.
First of all, you have to understand that Leo rules love. And when you have the tail of the dragon in Leo, anything to do with love, you are going to be challenged. If your partner is not strong enough, if your partner is too different than you, something has to break. Soulmates are people that think, behave, create, like twins. They're so happy together. They don't even argue. They even know. Before somebody has spoken, they picked up of the thoughts. And that's okay. That's a soulmate. Chance of finding a soulmate are pretty, pretty rare. I got lucky with Serena myself. But what I'm trying to tell you is anything to do with love and romance, with that telling Leo, you're gonna get it. Period. Now you have to understand also that not only you're a Leo and you're born a boss, you happen to have the tail of the dragon on you, Debbie. That makes you a double boss. So maybe you want to check inside of you. Okay? And don't let your ego being bruised because you can't get your way. It doesn't mean you're wrong. Because I don't know your situation. I can only tell you that you're a very powerful lady. You have had a lot of past life as a guy. So being patient and compromising, that's not Debbie. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And that's okay because it's because of people like you that things get done. But at the same time, there is reasons for you not to make progress in specific area, Debbie. Maybe because you may be on the wrong track. Have you thought of that? Maybe you should start to run your own show instead of have to deal with other people. Do I make sense or not?
Yes. Thank you.
You'll be the one making the decisions. But you're trying to make decisions into a system that's already been established with people that are above you, and three-quarters of the time, people above you are morons. Yes or no?
Yes.
And that's where you're at. And then you get upset because you got a problem with stupidity, you're perfection, you got perfect aptitude, you're a very diplomatic person when it needs to be, you're smart, you understand the system, you understand the law, you're a great communicator, you've got a lot of gifts. But maybe all this is applied in the wrong department, always the wrong people. And that is maybe what the dragon is trying to tell you. And guess what? In January, this dragon is moving on your 6 hours of work. So you are going to be forced by the dragon to reevaluate all about your service to the world. And you're going to be much more perceptive as far as your honor self and your spirit and your strengths or your weaknesses are about. It's very difficult sometimes to analyze yourself. But if you get depressed, upset, or emotionally and balance, or fight, or be let your ego be bruised, you cannot think rationally anymore. You're going deeper and deeper and deeper into a spiral of quicksand where you're going to sink, and that's not when you're going to find the answer, honey. You need to back off a little bit. Take a deep breath. Relax a little bit. See who you really are and what you can do to create your show. Because as a Leo, the queen of the zodiac, you have to create your kingdom. Didn't I tell you that in the course?
Yes, you did.
Maybe you forgot it. And the universe is there to remind you. Just be aware of all that, okay, Debbie?
Thank you, Dr. Terry. That really helps me.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck to you, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, sometimes honor students have a little bit of a problem to adjust themselves to the cosmic code because it's a process that's never ends. The reason why I'm so perceptive and the reason why I'm so good in understanding other people is because I'm 150% into other people 24/7. So practice makes perfect. You know, it's like somebody who plays piano every single day, or somebody who writes every single day. The more you write, the better you're gonna be. And this is why Taranya is getting better and better in her writing, in presenting her own personality, her own artistical talent in my newsletters. As a matter of fact, she has one coming up very soon. In the next couple of hours, we're going to have a new newsletter from Taranya. She's pushing the message. She's talking about police. She's doing it her artistical way. And, of course, you have people over there that don't have Mercury in Pisces. They don't have this type of thinking and creativity. They are logical, cold, and very critical. And these are the people that are not going to relate to Taranya's work. So instead of, criticizing somebody, these people should stop assuming and start to look inside and realize their differences. And differences can mean also forgiveness and respect. All right, let's go to Arizona. Hey, Jennifer, where are you? What part of Arizona are
you? Hi. Hi, I'm in Peoria, North Peoria.
Okay.
Northwest.
What can I do for you, Jennifer? Tell me.
I have a question that my husband and I, we invested some money in something called, can I say what it is?
You go ahead, yeah.
It's called Stargate Worlds, and I was just wondering if that would work out or not. They're kind of slow in getting it.
Well, honey, Jennifer,
Jennifer,
tell me. Do you know the state of the economy in this country, yes?
Yes.
It's terrible.
Well, that's why,
honey,
it slowed down. Yeah.
Exactly. So you already have your answer. But at the same time, it's very important when you invest money that you invest it on a very specific time. You know, let me put it this way. I'm not saying that human beings are tomatoes, but you know, I'm growing tomato in the back of my house. You know, you have to know that if it was in the middle of the winter, I would not plant those things. Yes or no?
Oh, I understand.
The timing.
We
is
invested
so bad.
last year, so.
Yeah, but you invested. Did you invest when the moon was waxing, waning? Did you invest during one of your dragon windows? Did you check of your partner? You see, there is.
I don't know.
and that's that. Now you're asking me, Dr. Cherry, how is my tomatoes going to grow? I put that tomato in the middle of the winter, and now we are in the summer, and there is no sun where I planted it. And guess what? I didn't put any water. You know, that you're asking me to answer a miracle here. When I work with large corporation, I have to check everybody, every investors involved. And there is people who come up with something like 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, $200 million in a corporation. And the one that brings the more money is not necessarily the one that's going to join the corporation, because that one who brought the most money might have a very negative aspect to the corporation itself and sunk the corporation. So it's my responsibility to make sure all the people that are working together in investment are taken care of properly. Now, it's not just the person. You know, a corporation is like giving birth to a child. When you start this business, honey, you give birth to a child. Do you understand me?
Oh, I do.
Okay, so the beauty of being human is that you're dealing with a physical manifestation, and you can always check it and play with it and launch it or not. It's like, you know, if you get married with somebody who has who is very, very handsome, every girl wants the guy. He's Mr. Football, very strong, very handsome. My gosh, your ego will be so proud to have the most attractive guy in college, right? He's a football player and so forth. But what you do not know is this guy has the moon in Pisces, the tail of the dragon in Pisces. And then after a certain time, marrying you and having one or two or three kids, you start to get depressed and you start to hit the bottle and start to go for Allah, Buddha and Jesus and change religion every 6 months. And finally, you need some mental help because he goes crazy. Then a doctor who doesn't know better like him is going to stuff him with Prozac or Ritalin. Next thing you know, your husband end up in a mental institution, and then you find out that when they released it, he killed somebody and now he's in jail, and then he get killed in jail. Here's a little story here. Honey, this happens all the time. 99.9% of the people walking this earth, Jennifer, don't have cosmic consciousness, and they do things when they feel like. Do you read my newsletter, honey?
I just found you last Wednesday.
Well, keep looking. So, you're going to learn a lot of things. What I'm trying to tell you, Jennifer, how do you come to me and, I say, oh, look, Dr. Cherie, I want to do this, I want to do that, and let's set an appointment because it's time consuming. But that means also millions of dollars, right? Or your life for that matter. Mm-hmm. So it's worth it, okay? If you don't have the time or the money, you're going to call Mrs. Cleo or, any psychic out there. I waste your time because these people sometimes needs more help than you do. But had you come here, I would have said to you, honey, if you're going to go shopping and the light is red in the street, you got to stop. If you see the stop sign, you have to stop. You have to respect the laws of man. Guess what? The laws that I teach are not yet in our college university. I'm trying so hard to teach it to the world. In time, it will happen. But they are not available. So people do things when they feel like. And you could easily have crossed a red light and getting killed or invest in the wrong time with the wrong people in the wrong business. In order for me to know where you are at, I would have to check every single area of your chart. But most of all, I would have to check on your 8th house, which is the house of investment, which is the house depict where the universe will always protect you. And this is why you have people like Donald Trump that are billionaire, honey. They're doing the right thing and they don't know. They just happen to be at the right time at the right place, and there you go. The Wheel of Fortune is launched. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing the stars in one of my newsletters. So
when is Mercury getting out of here?
Mercury is right now retrograde in my work.
When is it leaving?
Yeah. It's going to be there. Well, I don't know. If you were a VIP, I would have the dates of when it comes in and when it goes out. Or better, you can get Moon Power as an e-book. It's a very, very small investment. $20 or something like that, maybe less, $12. And then you can look at all those dates, including all the guidance and your forecast and everything in detail. It's a very, very, very cheap type of price for an incredible, I would tell you the truth, for a priceless type of information. But again, that's me to know and you to find out, okay? Now, let me tell you other things about itself. When it comes to money, you do things too fast. You hear me?
Okay.
You do not give enough attention to where you should give attention. Okay.
Okay.
So just to be a little bit more practical when it comes to your finances, because I see that sometimes you jump. Okay. But at the same time, you're the type of person who listen to too many people, so you're going both ways. Do I make sense?
Okay.
You have a tremendous, tremendous talent in this chart. Okay. You have aptitude for psychology. You have aptitude for interior designing. You have aptitude for writing. Hey, you got an incredible chart. Okay? And the energy of Capricorn, which is building wealth, by working as less as possible and using other people's money and ideas, may not be necessarily the way to go. But this type of investment, is it an electronic type of thing? What type of? Give me a little bit. Feed me information on that.
Well, it's a video game.
Video
that they're going to launch. A video game.
Well, you know what?
They're supposed to have it come out in January 2010.
Well, I tell you what, I was going to tell you the 2 months you have to be very, very cautious where your life will be. Turning point would be in January and July 2009-2010. So let's hope that you did put your seeds, at the right time, at the right place, with enough water and plenty sunshine, honey. Because you have announces before I told you the timing that I was telling you where this thing is going to come in fruition. So I would be confident, because being an Aquarius with the Moon in Aquarius and Mercury in Aquarius, the universe wants you to dwell with computers, electronics, the World Wide Web, and the Internet, and that involves video game. So you're not completely going the wrong way here. Okay? Now, did you participate in designing it or not?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Do you have aptitude for that? Or No. Don't answer that. Do you have any drive of doing this? Because let me go ahead of you right away. You are.
I don't think so.
You see?
I mean, I do design my house very well. I mean, people always say I should be a designer.
Exactly. But. I can see your gift. I know. If you were to educate yourself with high tech, honey, and if you were to design your own video game, that I can guarantee you that you would succeed.
Really?
Oh,
wow,
don't say really.
That's a good idea.
listen to me, honey. You were born in January. You're an engineer. You're a planner. Yes or no?
Yes, I understand, yes.
You are a planner. And born in January in the winter, the universe is not going to reward you real fast and striking the lottery or striking rich with an investment. You took a chance, and God knows, maybe you're going to hit it or not. But Capricorn doesn't want that. Born in January, you're supposed to climb the mountain. You're supposed to learn. You're supposed to build. And you're supposed to bring it to the world. And because your dragon set is in Aries, chances are, if you do that, you're going to be amazed of where you're going to go with that. But you've got to create it from the scratch, and that is your challenge. You got all that?
Okay. I got it.
All right.
Sorry. I got it. Thank you.
Keep it in mind, okay? Good luck to you, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jen. You know, I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you. It's so much within the world of the stars. Well, I tell you what. I passed the top of the hour. I wish I could stay longer with you people, but I am so, so, so busy that I would have to exit, reminding you one more time that a future is nothing else than a reincarnation of your thoughts, to keep a positive attitude, and if you feel from the bottom of your soul, and listen to that little voice that Dr. Cherry can help you. Don't hesitate, because it's easier to win the lottery than to find a real spiritual master. And I am just that. Astrology is an art. I'm the master. Let me prove it to you. Go to my website, drcherry.com, order a full life reading, and remind me. Call me. Remind me that you are listening to that show. I'll give you a good break. Until then, goodbye, everybody. See you next Wednesday. Make it a beautiful life.